I'm Francesca Morgan, and you're listening to Industry Experts, brought to you by Vox Markets. This podcast series features industry leaders providing an in-depth take on the nuances, innovations, and challenges shaping their field. Today, I'm speaking to Dr. Shirley Wu from global genomics firm 23andMe. As an individual who is leading her team through developing practical and innovative health tools, Shirley's role is an integral part of the firm's wider mission to allow anyone an understanding of their genetic information. So hi, Shirley. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I'm really interested to speak with you. You are the Director of Health Products at 23andMe. And you are responsible for developing innovative health features to help people better understand and benefit from their genetic information, which is amazing. So I guess I just wanted to start by asking you where your initial interest in genetics comes from and how you became involved initially with 23andMe.
So my initial interest in genetics really stemmed from my experience in graduate school, but it really goes back to just my general interest in the natural world and in just being curious in general. So I was just very curious as a child and couldn't really decide what I wanted to go into. I was debating neuroscience, linguistics, religious studies, art and music, architecture, but I also felt this pressure to be practical. And so I went to graduate school in more of a interdisciplinary area, so bioinformatics. And it was there that I really started delving into genetics more through the lab that I was in. And what really struck me is that genetics as a discipline is incredibly broad. And so genetics relates to pretty much every aspect of human existence, and that just made it super fascinating for me, and a place where I could satisfy my curiosity and desire to be involved in science, but not really be pinned down to any specific topic. And so 23andMe, I heard about that through grad school and was fortunate enough to get a position there upon graduating. And my role there was really at the interface of bringing the latest in science to the people. And it spans every kind of topic that you can imagine. And that made it really rewarding for me. And I'm lucky to continue to be able to do that to this day.
Amazing. So your position at 23andMe currently encompasses a combination of science and health-related content. Could you please explain exactly what the fundamentals of your role in the company are, both as part of the team and also as a leading director?
So as part of the health product team and product science more generally at 23andMe, this function is really focused on the fundamentals of our health-related products. So the part of our product that brings information about our customers' genetics and how it relates to their health, wellness, and traits. So in order to do that, my team has to both be very deeply rooted in many areas of science. So not just genetics, but also evolutionary biology, statistics, epidemiology, as well as some of the more technical kind of implementation aspects and research aspects, so machine learning, and then doing user research around how to present this information to people in a way that's engaging as well as easy to understand. And then kind of the higher level aspects of what do people really want? What do they want to know from their genetics? How can we help bring value to their lives? And so there's an aspect of product management and just kind of a deep understanding of what people need and want. And so our team has to really focus on all of these aspects in order to bring valuable products to our customers that they can understand and use.
Mm. Incredibly multifaceted then. And talking about bringing this to the customer side, earlier this year, 23andMe announced that it can start providing customers with a score that predicts their risk of type 2 diabetes through DNA testing. Now, this is just one example in a huge pool of healthcare offerings that the company provides. So maybe just to narrow this down, can you tell us a little bit about this project or something similar and maybe touch on the aspects here?
sure. So 23andMe's new type 2 diabetes report is incredibly exciting for a lot of reasons. It's a culmination of a lot of our company's mission, which is to help people access, understand, and benefit from the human genome. And so as part of this mission, we've been not just giving people access to their own information, but also allowing them to consent to participate in our research, which spans, again, many different topics, but type 2 diabetes is one of them. And so millions of customers now have opted into this research program and told us about the various diseases that they have. And so with all of this data, we've been able to understand what the genetic sort of signals are that influence someone to develop type 2 diabetes or not. And with this report, we were able to combine data from over 2.5 million of our customers who consented to participate in this research to develop this risk score. So it's combining different genetic factors together that are associated with the risk for type 2 diabetes, and then calculating using those different markers someone's overall predisposition to develop type 2 diabetes based on their genetics. So this report brings that risk score together with information about what their risk might look like over their lifetime, the different risk factors that are involved in type 2 diabetes besides genetics, different ways to take action to prevent type 2 diabetes, and information about how they can then work with their doctors to have a healthier lifestyle. And so this report is really important to not just demonstrate the value of our research program and our customers' participation, but to give back to our customers and to empower them to use this information to make healthy changes in their lives.
Mm. And just as you said, this report is clearly insanely valuable to demonstrate giving back to these customers, right? Now, 23andMe in this way is really seeming to reshape the healthcare industry through offerings such as these. Can you explain maybe a little more widely about how the company is aiming to tackle this industry head on?
So 23andMe, since our founding, has really believed that individuals have the right to their own information and that they can understand this information and that individuals have the power to make changes. So whether that's in their own individual lives to become healthier, or collectively to have a real impact on research and discovery. And so, from that very beginning, we've really believed that. And so this type 2 diabetes report really kind of shows our commitment to that belief and our focus on helping raise awareness to empower people with this information. So that same belief kind of drives us constantly in everything that we do. It manifests in our commitment to the direct-to-consumer path and why we've put so much investment into our engagement with regulatory agencies to show the analytical and clinical validity of the test results and also the user comprehension of the information so that we can continue to provide this information directly to customers. It also culminates in our focus on our research program, so allowing individuals to participate in this research in a way that is easy for them and also very powerful, in that we can do research on so many different topics at once. So one person's participation can have an impact on hundreds of different studies. So these are just some examples of how we're taking that belief in an individual power and the collective power of individuals throughout different aspects of our business.
Mm. And would you say that is one of the biggest differentiators for the company on the health front? I'm talking specifically in how 23andMe is really standing out in comparison to other companies right now.
I would say that our belief in individual empowerment is a differentiator. You hear a lot in the healthcare industry, especially when you focus on some of the areas of healthcare around insurance and around on the more clinician side. There's a lot of skepticism that people can change their habits. Mm-hmm. Changing behavior is hard. We acknowledge that, but we also believe that you fundamentally have to believe in someone's ability to change for them to actually be motivated to change. You're kind of setting people up for failure if you already expect them to fail. And so our approach to this is to believe in people's ability to succeed. And I think that is just that philosophy that we have is a pretty key differentiator for us. In addition to kind of our how we aim really big, and you know, we're not afraid to persist in being on the forefront of these, even in the face of pretty large challenges.
Mm. And I'm really interested, following on from the type 2 diabetes report, if there are any, you know, what are the other most recent reports that have been released alongside this, or any exciting developments in the pipeline here, which are similarly going to tackle something huge in the same way?
So in the last few years, we've made a lot of progress with bringing new types of genetic risk information to our customers. So some examples of these include our FDA authorizations for providing cancer predisposition results, as well as a more recent authorization to provide information about how someone's DNA might impact their how they process certain medications. Mm. And so these are different kinds of ways that DNA can affect people. And we're excited to continue to pioneer, you know, those paths to provide that kind of information directly to consumers, as well as continuing to use our own data that we've been able to collect with the participation of our customers to shed light on the genetic underpinnings of even more diseases like type 2 diabetes. So diseases that affect many people and have a lifestyle or preventive component to them that we can really then use these reports and our product to help customers take action earlier in their lives.
And when it comes to collating genetic health data, it's clear you're not only providing a family ancestry, but clearly a huge multifaceted outlook for disease propensity. I wondered how you think how multidimensional this use of data is currently, particularly as there seems to be a kind of larger emphasis nowadays on advancing disease discovery and drug discovery too.
Right. So genetics, you know, I alluded to this earlier, but genetics is so amazing because of how much relevance it has to so many different aspects of our lives. Mm. So you've already pointed out on kind of the individual customer side, genetics can tell you about ancestry through traits, through health, all these different areas. And that's been really fascinating to see all the ways that customers can find relevance in genetics. But then from kind of the scientific applications of that data, not just in developing kind of these health predisposition scores and reports to convey that information, but also on the therapeutic side, as you mentioned. So I think, you know, one indicator of this is that drugs with human genetics data behind them are 1.5 to 2 times more likely to succeed. And so just looking at this statistic, it's only natural that we would want to then apply the power of our millions of customers who have provided billions of phenotypic data points for us to leverage that information to accelerate the development of new therapies. We launched our own therapeutics program in 2015 and have made incredible progress since then on a number of different therapeutic areas and are partnering with other companies as well to help bring those potential therapeutic solutions to market faster. And we're seeing definitely the fruits of all of this data really showing much better, very promising leads for drug development. And we've been really excited by the progress so far.
Mm. I understand that you've, with GSK, you've produced new drug targets.
So we are collaborating with GSK on different therapeutic areas. And we're excited about that because GSK has so many resources at its disposal to help bring drugs to market. Mm. Where we really excel is on looking at that data around the genetics and the the phenotypes, the information about people's diseases and how they respond, the types of the severity of those conditions, et cetera, using that data to identify new drug targets and to understand the likelihood of success from those targets. And then having a partner like GSK really allows us to have confidence that should a target move through the early phases of research, that it can then move more successfully through the later phases, which GSK really excels at.
So it seems like this is only going to advance, right, as bigger players turn towards investing more into drug discovery. And it seems like this massive use of data is the next natural step.
That's certainly our hope, that all this data will bring solutions to market faster. It's a long-term goal. But we've been really excited by the progress so far.
Now, I just also wanted to ask, since 23andMe is placed firmly within biotechnology, and you're, of course, a woman in the industry, and I feel that especially in tech and biotech, there's still a certain industry stigma whereby there are traditionally very few women in what is considered a male-dominated sector. But it's interesting that it has been reported that 23andMe has about a 50-50 women-to-men ratio, and this is a huge differentiator. Could you maybe talk a little bit about this and in the other ways that the company is using this to differentiate itself? Because that's hugely significant and of great value there.
A big part of why 23andMe has such a balanced gender ratio, I think, stems from the fact that we have a female leader from the very beginning. Anne has been a strong visionary leader for the company, and that's naturally attracted similarly strong women to the company. And just having that foundation of women in leadership really helps both recruit additional talented women, but also then the development of women within the company. So I think it stems from that. And then we worked really hard to maintain and put into place an environment and policies that continue to foster that kind of balance and inclusion and diversity. So we have a very flexible work-life balance here. There's no kind of strict hours that people work. We understand that people have different needs in their lives. And so our work culture basically reflects that. In addition to more formal policies around flexible maternity and paternity leave policies, and just the support, through the management level of employees, taking time for their families. We also really value the wellness of our employees. So offering on-site fitness classes and other sorts of benefits to encourage employees being healthy and being active and being engaged, both in the community as well as with their peers. So I think a lot of this really helps to build an environment that encourages people to treat each other as, as teammates, as family, as a community. And that just makes it a very inclusive environment, not just for women, but for everyone. I think when you make it a great environment for everyone, you'll naturally start to see a much more kind of balanced workforce.
That's great. And just kind of rounding off, looking ahead, what's on the horizon for 23andMe? I'm interested specifically in your role and the company's wider position as establishing itself as the leading genomics company.
So for my role as the director of the health product, where I see the future, the next, let's say, 5 years or so, is really now that we've established this these paths for providing information directly to consumers, and we've developed this expertise around providing this information in a way that is compelling and understandable, really leveraging that power of the database that I've been talking about to bring even more of those innovative products to our customers that's been made possible by customers like them. So that's a huge focus for me and my team, is to really bring that value back to our customers in as many different ways as we can, not just on showing how people's genetics might predispose them to various conditions, but then also showing what are the things that they might be able to do to impact and to be healthier and prevent some of these conditions. So the genetic data that we have and the information that customers have provided about their diseases and traits, can also tell us potentially how their genetics might relate to the different actions that they take. So we're really excited about the potential of that type of information, not just to help people become aware, but then understand the potential impact of their behaviors. So that's my one area for me that I'm really focusing on. And as a company, I think it's really proving out this therapeutic discovery model using genetics and the power of millions of customers to drive and accelerate drug discovery. So those are just two of the areas, I think, where the company is really focusing in kind of the next few years.
Mm. Great. And I look forward to seeing the company's involvement in drug discovery. I think it's an area I've looked into quite a lot these days and had quite a few interviews about. So I think it's definitely picking up, and I think they're going to take it as a huge development there. Thank you so much for taking the time. I'm really glad we did this.
You're welcome.